This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, open borders. Last night, we shared a piece from the Foundation for Economic Education on why open borders is a libertarian imperative. It's definitely something that people who love liberty should be supporting. But, Johnny Ray, you've got another side to that. That is from LouRockwell.com, a piece that is against open borders, purportedly written by a libertarian. We'll share that with you coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Will in the studio here tonight on the live Christmas Eve edition of the show. We've got Jamil on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamil. You're on Skype.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian, Johnny Ray, Will, assalamu alaikum, Will.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, I was just calling today. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. I was just calling today on the word libertarian,
okay.
The concept. And it's just, I see that the word gets thrown around so much by so many different people, and it has so many different kinds of connotations that it's almost, in many contexts, it just seems like a four-letter word. I just wonder, you know, how useful of a descriptor it is, since it seems to describe such a wide group of people. And some people that will call themselves that will view a bunch of other people who call themselves libertarians as a bunch of nuts, a bunch of radicals. Another group of people will say, oh, these people aren't libertarians at all. And it just seems like, is that word really a useful word to describe anything meaningful, you know, in this day and age?
Not really.
About that.
I don't think so. For me, libertarian is synonymous with anarchism because I'm an anarchist, and so I claim libertarianism for myself. I mean, it makes sense to me. I can defend the idea. Liberty is liberty. It's freedom, and freedom that is that shouldn't be, you know, unjustly taken away from you. And I think that anarchy is the only provider, is the only environment that can happen. So that's why I call it that. But I wouldn't expect anybody to know that I meant that if I used the term on the street. So libertarian. So I don't think it's too useful. I was talking to my dad many months ago, and he was asking me what the libertarian position on borders was,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't think there is one.
On
I know what mine is.
You talk to.
Yeah, but it's different to. There's a lot of different answers that are all supposed to be libertarian.
Well, right. This has long been a conversation on Free Talk Live, because even on this show, you can't get people to agree sometimes on what the word libertarian means. I mean, people like Mark Edge, who's not here tonight, he believes that it's this sort of open big tent term that means anybody who wants government to be smaller. And when I, was becoming, getting out of childhood and turning into a teenager and an adult and all that, libertarianism that I learned about back then was the belief that you, in the non-aggression principle, that it's never okay to use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals, which to me is a voluntarist statement, is to say that all human interaction should be consensual and that anything outside of that is not libertarian, that anything that advocates for the use of force, aggressive force, is not libertarian, which would mean that anybody claiming to be a libertarian who then, out of the other side of their mouth, advocates for the use of force is not a libertarian. They may have a libertarian position on some things, right? So, like, our Thursday night co-host Heather has been stirring up a lot of controversy because she comes on the air and she says some very unlibertarian things, but yet she voted for Gary Johnson and she believes she's a libertarian. And, of course, Gary Johnson isn't a libertarian. He just ran successfully.
Libertarian candidate running?
He just ran successfully for the Libertarian Party's nomination, and these are some of the reasons why we get such confusion around what the word libertarian means, because if the publicly visible libertarians had had always been principled individuals like, you know, Ron Paul or Harry Brown, it would be a lot less confusing for people out there. But instead, you get people like, you know, Gary Johnson.
Even Ron Paul and Harry Brown had these instances where they went completely off the rails, particularly on the issue of borders.
Is that right?
So, I mean, you kind of have to look at that and kind of take it in the context of, like, even these grand poobahs, so to speak, of libertarianism have their moments where they completely screw the pooch, and borders is usually the issue where that happens. It becomes cultural or economic protectionism of some kind, and it's, you know, marketed as libertarianism. One thing I do see with this, though, is kind of comes back to that whole like similarities with the Muslim community that I see in the libertarian community, and that's the concept of like mutual orthodoxy, there being multiple strains of libertarian thought, all of them mutually orthodox, and we can disagree with each other, but none of us, the one thing we all agree on is that we don't have the right to like beat the other one over the head with a hammer in order to make them agree.
Well, that's true, but we're all pretty libertarian here in the studio tonight, and we don't have a Heather here who's advocating for a state. So, I mean, Jamil, it's definitely something that has, I think, been crippling to some extent to the libertarian movement, is all the confusion over what a libertarian is, because if you get somebody who is not particularly principled out there talking about how they're a libertarian, and that person is the first so-called libertarian that somebody who wants to learn about it meets, they may be turned off. Oh, wait, yeah. You're a libertarian? Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody asked me, like, you know, what's that show about? Like, talking about your show, you know? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, libertarian radio show, whatever. And, you know, like, oh, like, Gary Johnson? And I'm like, oh, they wouldn't probably agree with that, you know. It's like, it's such a, it's, it is, and if I've heard that again and again, like, it just means so many different things to so many different people.
What I think is hilarious about Gary Johnson is the fact that it's pretty well known that he won because he was the least libertarian candidate.
He won the nomination of the Libertarian Party.
The nomination was based on the fact that he had been a governor and served as a governor in New Mexico, and nothing else.
They wanted somebody with name recognition,
exactly,
and with political experience,
and that could bring in money. And that's why they went with Bill Weld and Gary Johnson. And
Bill Weld being their VP.
And that's how they were pitched. They weren't pitched as libertarian. And all of their supporters openly acknowledged that they basically weren't philosophically libertarian at all, and would openly argue against. I mean, I saw people.
And you were at the convention, you know. Against Bill Weld.
Yeah, and even after the convention, I saw like the New York State Director for New York for Gary Johnson say, "You can have principles, or you can win." You know, and openly advocate that we completely disassemble the platform and rewrite it as basically Republican
life. To pander.
Yes.
Jamil? I can't believe folks think that.
And these are the directors, man. Like, these are the leaders in the campaign cycle,
problem
in the party.
Yeah, but are the people at large really ready for? I don't think a lot of people even know what the philosophies are. I mean, I don't know if the public at large are even really aware of really what true actual libertarian positions are. It's just,
that's why we need to get Ian and Mark on TV like Glenn Beck instead of just you know, on YouTube.
Well, I mean, it's easier said than done.
Well, I think all of us were.
I've been on RT before.
You get your own show, like Adam Kokesh.
There you go.
We were all born and raised in America, and I think for at least part of it, Ian, you were going to say something.
No. I was just saying I'm not moving to D.C. Sorry. Go ahead, Johnny.
No problem. All of us were, I think, at some point in our young life, believed in the idea that it was good to have a government to take care of you, to protect you from the bad guys, and that they could take. And maybe we didn't.
I don't know. I've kind of been always anti-authoritarian, personally. I mean, when I was a teenager, I guess I still kind of fell into the whole police, I guess, to some extent, believing that they were there to help. But then I realized that wasn't true once I saw what the war on drugs was all about.
Well, I'm thinking that we all had a... The ones of us who might say that we're anarchists, we had an anarchist moment where we cast aside the things that had clung to us from before. And I think everybody is capable of that, and yeah. everybody will eventually have to be, so I'd say they're ready.
Yeah,
I was a border hawk until I lived through immigration with getting married to my wife. No, seriously.
I believe you. Jamil, thank you for the call tonight. I agree with Johnny Ray. I don't think that you need to worry about whether or not people are ready for these ideas. The question is, can we get people to propagate them out there in a principle?
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Edward Snowden apparently has released an app you know, Edward Snowden, the guy that released all kinds of damning information about the NSA back in 2013. Well, now he's got an app that can help protect your privacy, can help protect your devices from intrusion. We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of protection, there's the Blink Home Security System that you can get over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's slash FTL like Free Talk Live. Super easy to install. It is wireless cameras. Batteries are included. You just pop the batteries in. You plug in the there's one wire in the whole system. You plug in the power cord for the hub, and then you set it all up wirelessly with your Wi-Fi enabled device like a smartphone or a tablet. And then once it's all ready to roll, then if something goes in front of your Blink cam and triggers the motion detection, then you'll get a clip of video on your phone or tablet, whatever device you prefer, and you'll be able to review what's going on in your home when you're not there, or even when you are there. It's all up to you what times you select for them to be operable, and then how long the clips are that are sent to you. And of course, you can download those clips as well to the device of your choice. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. You get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, we're here live on Christmas Eve. The number again, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you here tonight.
Johnny Ray.
And Will.
So we were talking with Jamil there a moment ago about libertarians, what the word means, the kind of the first experience that people have with libertarianism. Jamil had asked the question, you know, are people actually ready to hear a principled idea of libertarianism? I say, yeah, of course they are. I mean, we need to bring the ideas to people in a principled manner so they actually have the ability to assess whether or not they agree with them. And I think a lot of people agree with the idea of leaving their neighbors alone, because most people can understand that they themselves would like to be left alone. So, I mean, this is a basic concept that I think people understand inherently, but they don't understand once you extrapolate out from, you know, the basic statement of, do you want to be left alone? You know, should you be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't, you know, infringe upon the rights of others? A lot of people will agree with that statement and then go on to support the existence of the state. They, you know, they still see the state being there as sort of a thing that they've consented into, or that they are a part of, or that somehow is worth saving, or that is worth putting effort into, because they just, you know, the state's a good idea. It's just we need to get the right people involved in it. So they haven't really connected the dots on these things, and that's why it's important to present principled ideas on every issue, every single time, and we try to do the best job we can do of that here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to join us, you can.
Doesn't it always just kind of boil down to the fear within a particular individual? I mean, whenever you have
the fear of freedom?
No, the fear of whatever it is that they're scared of. Like, that's usually the point where people are willing to jump in with the state, like with open borders. You'll have somebody who is a dyed in the wool anarchist until you want to talk about borders. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you have to protect America, this thing that they totally reject the entire existence of 30 seconds ago.
Then they embrace
you
it.
Have to protect America from these foreign hordes. America will be socialist. Clue for you, America already is socialist. Yeah. Well, it'll be more socialist. I'm sorry, bro. Immigrants are not going to change that in one direction or the other.
I think that libertarianism is like the opposite of politics. It's how we treat each other when, you know, the police aren't watching, and the world works, even if imperfectly, it works well when you leave it to its own devices. And then when people come in and try and fix it, when politicians come in and try and fix it, they ruin it. But
but
the idea of a libertarian politician just doesn't compute with me, and I don't think that libertarianism can really compute with anybody who really loves politics and wants to be a politician.
Well, I don't think that you can. I don't think that, for instance, I don't love politics. I despise it. I think it's a despicable process. It's ugly. It's slow. It's immoral. But the reality is we live in a world where people believe in this system. And in order to dismember that system, sometimes you have to get inside of it. And I don't like it, but I'll go to the State House and I will testify on legislation. And that season's coming up. We're going to be going up there. I hope you'll be joining us on some of them, Will, because we regularly will travel to Concord. And I think you'd be great at testifying in front of these committees. Whether you believe it or not, at least here in New Hampshire, some of these politicians will actually listen. They'll actually pay attention. They haven't completely made their minds up. Now, maybe some of them have, but some of them have not. And having principled libertarians go there and talk to these people is an important thing to do, because otherwise they're just left to their own devices. And the only people who go in and talk to them, if the libertarians don't go to the State House in New Hampshire, then it's the bureaucrats. If you ever go in to one of these State House committee hearings, it's lobbyists, it's bureaucrats, and the libertarians that sit in the audience area that then testify in front of the committee hearings. That's all it is. And, in the case of the lobbyists, sometimes they're pretty good, like the ACLU. Those guys do great work, and they take some very libertarian positions up there. But then people like me or Darrell W. Perry from Liberty Lobby, the libertarians from the Keen Bitcoin Network last year went up there and were, I would say, instrumental in helping the Commerce Committee pass the Bitcoin Protection Act here in New Hampshire. Now, obviously, Johnny, I'm with you. I wish we didn't have a government. I wish it would just disappear. I wish it would go away. But until we can have the people in mass come on board with these ideas, we're never going to see government go away. And so in the meantime, I want to try to do everything I can to make it as small and as pointless as possible.
Well, we're fighting against the dichotomy of the slave. You have to look at how slave societies work and how, the good slaves will punish the bad slave for the master, so to speak.
Slave-on-slave violence. Yeah.
Yeah, so the slave who wants to be more free will actually be held down, turned in, or harmed by the slave who just is happy to let things go along to get along. Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't want to upset. They're happy in their little spot. Nobody's hitting them with a stick. They're getting just enough to eat. They're comfortable, and that's the biggest issue. Like we do with Muslims for Liberty, tons of libertarian activism overseas, and you know what we find? A very, very primed audience. These people aren't comfortable. They're not living in luxury at all. They're living in oppression, and they're living in these regimes where if you want to be free, you could be dead. And you know what? Selling libertarianism in those societies is very easy. You have think tanks popping up. You have civil disobedience movements popping up. You have these things and all this growth in the last 10 years that you don't really see in America. We had the one pop with the Ron Paul movement, and that's it.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable. Effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Will.
We are here live on this Christmas Eve edition of the program. Of course, you can join us and talk about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, open borders. Some so-called libertarians claim to be against it, and Johnny Ray has one of their opinions coming up here in a bit, but I also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You've heard about Bitcoin, you've heard about the incredible run-up in price over the last few months, over the last year, in fact, but recently it dropped down. It's on sale right now, $14,000
per
Bitcoin. Of course, earlier today it was $13,000, so it seems to have recovered a little bit from the major drop where it dropped off from 19,000 ish down to 11,000.
Christmas sale.
So it lost almost half of its value this week.
Bitcoin 40% off Christmas only.
Now, Bitcoin.com is the best place to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin and how to get started, how to get your Bitcoin wallet and get rolling with Bitcoin Core or the new Bitcoin Cash, which a lot of people are talking about these days as it seems to be positioning itself to potentially take down the behemoth, to take down Bitcoin Core. It's not quite it's in striking distance or anything. It's Bitcoin Cash is the number three most largest currency by market cap in the globe at the moment, but it does seem to be closing in on the number two, which is Ethereum. It's getting up there to where it could potentially knock it out. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But if you want to learn the basics, just go to Bitcoin.com and get the information you need there. Also, news is available about Bitcoin and the Bitcoin universe through news.bitcoin.com. Be sure you check that out as well. So coming up here, Johnny Ray, you're going to share from LouRockwell.com, which used to be a pretty libertarian website until they started going off on this open this anti-open borders kick over the last, year or so. It seems like they've really been focusing on that a lot. Not that I read the site every day like I had previously.
Yeah, I read it too. And that seems like something that I would say I always knew about them.
Is that right?
That they would be for managed borders. But for me, it was a
disappointment for me to find that out.
I stopped reading when they threw in with Donald Trump because I thought he was a joke.
They definitely jumped the shark there. Let's go to Brother Wiki with a BW. Brother Wiki calling from the Commonwealth. You're on Free Talk Live.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. There, Brother Ian.
Well, you're on the radio. Go ahead there.
Brother Ian, Brother Johnny Way, and Brother Will, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, well, before I get to what I was calling about, because basically Jefferson Davis, he possessed it. You were talking about something different, if I may?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, well, you said open borders, and I just, when I think about the possession of just secession of Pennsylvania, I just think, well, I don't know if I may, bear with me, hold on a second. When I'm saying Jefferson Davis is possessing my body, and now my spirit of Brother Wiki, little Brother Wiki here, and now I'm in a child's body. So this is me. This is a serious issue. This is important.
You might want to get some help.
This is important, Brother Ian. You know me. This is Brother Wiki. You know, Brother Wiki, I need help. My body is now Jefferson Davis's spirit in there. And now I'm here in this little child's body, and I'm not even in the Commonwealth anymore, Brother Ian. I'm trying to tell you that I'm over here down someplace else with these parents. They're not mine.
So how did you end up in the body of a child, Brother Wiki? How did that happen? Did you just go to sleep one night and then wake up there, or what?
Because I'm so Gnostic and I shut my eyes, and then all of a sudden summoned Jefferson Davis to be in my body, and he didn't let go. So now it's just...
It was a funny call. Thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. He had the kind of the mannerisms down to some extent for Ricky in Pennsylvania, our regular caller to this program. I would say a decent attempt trying to pretend as though he is an imitation of Ricky from Pennsylvania.
Great job. And I just learned tonight from you guys that Ricky from Pennsylvania had claimed that he had been possessed by Jefferson Davis. I didn't know that. I had noticed
pretty much have said that, yeah.
That his accent had gotten this very interesting drawl.
A southern drawl for a man in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah. He sounds like he's from. I'm telling. And the best part is like, well, I'm Jefferson Davis from Virginia, though I sound like I'm from Augusta, Georgia.
But you know you've made it as a chronic caller once you get people actually calling to imitate you.
Yeah.
Right? So, Ricky from Pennsylvania.
It's almost like our own character, you know, like a calling character.
Right, right. Well, I mean, who knows if he's real or not? That's always been one of the big questions about some of the chronics on this show, whether it be Scott the Bigot or Ricky.
I wish Scott would call tonight and wish us all a Merry Christmas.
Did you know
that Scott, the Muslim guy's on the show, you should call in. Allahu Akbar!
Did you know that he called and apologized?
No.
His mother died. And he called in like that day or the next day, and he was you know, pretty torn up, and he actually apologized for being
so sorry for acting like a jerk,
a racist. He actually said he was going to move to the United Kingdom and wasn't going to ever call again. And I told him, hey man, you know, we'd love to still hear from you in the future, and you know, see how you're doing and everything. And I accepted his apology, and that was that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really was a surprise. And that happened just maybe 2-3 weeks ago. It wasn't very long ago at all. Yeah.
I missed my opportunity. I wanted to convince him to be a sexist with
he
me
already
because
was. He already didn't like women.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Although I don't know if that's changed. So he apologized for his comments about Jewish people, but he didn't go through a whole litany of apologies. But I accepted that, and you know, that was enough. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray, let's get into some sort of anti-immigration or anti-immigration freedom piece from the Lou Rockwell. Was it the site or their blog? Because they've got two different sections there. Do you know?
It's from the site. It's okay. An article. It's a couple of years old.
All right.
From Hans Hermann Hoppe.
Oh, this is like one of the standard bearers for the anti-immigration libertarians, right?
Hans himself?
Yeah.
Probably.
He's like the Purge Society of Undesirables libertarians.
Yeah, I've heard people like Chris Cantwell adhere to what this guy says.
Richard Spencer. Basically, this article, all of the pro-Trump libertarians they call themselves the Hop Caucus.
Spencer's not a libertarian.
But no, he's not. But
he's a straight
up
socialist,
right? People that are at libertarian events love him.
Huh.
Hans Hoppe wrote a book called Democracy, the God That Failed, which I confess I haven't read, but that title...
It sounds like a book a libertarian would like.
Yeah, I would love it, I'm sure. And I want to say that Hans Hoppe is a hardworking intellectual, but when he's the villain of his piece, of this piece that I'm going to share, is he's kind of talking about me on this one particular
you?
Topic.
He's talking about you, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, he's talking about left. He's talking about, and I don't think I am one, but he's talking about left libertarians.
All right.
Left libertarian is now basically any libertarian who's not a racist.
Okay, then I guess I qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Does he define left libertarian in the piece?
No, it's focused on the issue of borders.
Okay.
From July 2015 by Hans Hermann Hoppe, Immigration and Libertarianism. Left libertarians profess to apply libertarian principles more consistently than other libertarians. In fact, their role is to serve as Viagra to the state. This becomes apparent when one considers their position on the increasingly virulent question of migration.
Let's get into it here in moments more with your calls and thoughts. Also, welcome if you want to join us here. We're live on Christmas Eve. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to join us on the radio, the Christmas Eve edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Will.
Last night, we talked in detail about open borders. We read a piece from the Foundation for Economic Education about why anybody who's a libertarian cannot possibly favor closed borders. Tonight, somebody's going to be claiming that you have to be in favor of closed borders to be a libertarian. We're going to get into the article that you have, Johnny Ray, here in moments, but let's go first to your calls. We've got on Skype David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I wanted to use the opportunity of the occasion of the holiday to illustrate a point, but let me interject that I 8 years ago when I first heard Sarah, is Sarah on hold?
Nope, not right now. She usually calls at 9:30 Eastern time.
9:30. Yeah, like when I first heard her, you like clockwork, yeah. When I first heard her on the local radio, it was like 8-9 years ago. For a number of months, probably the better part of a year, I had convinced myself that she was one of the local actresses here, because there's a lot of film work here, that was calling in and using it as an exercise to better her skills. It took me almost a year to figure out that she was actually real.
She's real, yeah.
Yeah. To use the occasion of the holiday to illustrate a point with because I feel anyway many people feel forgotten all the time, especially on holidays that have been in their mind, you know, damaged in some way. And with the loss of my children at the hand of the state, I just the holiday is a good opportunity to point out that to most people, holidays are special occasions, as are birthdays, and not to mention all of the other special occasions, getting a report card or the last day of school, first day of school, all those other milestones. But holidays are one of them, and there's however many a year, depending on how you count them, 5 a year, 6 a year, 10 a year, depending on how you count your holidays. Mm-hmm. And this is now the, this is either the 10th or the 11th, I guess it would be the 10th or the 11th Christmas, depending on how you count it, that since my children disappeared at the hand of the state illegally, because I proved it was illegal because I won that appeal, without a chance to say goodbye, it's done damage. And so, you know, on this holiday when everybody's celebrating, or many people are celebrating being together with their friends and family, I just wanted to use the occasion to, you know, to point out that the damage that, or one of the damages that the state, and I know you're not a fan of the state, but the state has done to me and my children. So thank you for giving me the moment.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not alone out there. I mean, there are countless parents who've lost their children in ugly, messy divorces that, you know, the state has come down hard on one person or another. And so, you know, instead of being able to be with your kids, you're home alone. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. And good luck out there. The toll-free number can't be easy. It can't be easy because, I mean, every parent, you know, that I've ever known loves their kids. And if they're not with them on a day like this, that's got to be tough. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray, you had just gotten started with
Hans Hermann Hoppe.
Hans Hermann Hoppe. I don't know why I was confusing him with the author Henry Hazlitt. Also two H's, I guess, so the alliterations are similar. But anyway, Hans Hermann Hoppe, an article from LouRockwell.com from a couple of years ago that you wanted to share tonight about immigration and the people who call themselves libertarians that are against immigration.
Right, and Hans Hermann Hoppe calls them left libertarians.
Well, he calls the ones who are in favor of immigration left libertarians.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Go right ahead.
The left libertarian's role is to serve as Viagra to the state. This becomes apparent when one considers their position on the increasingly virulent question of migration. Left libertarians are typically ardent advocates, in particular, of a policy of free and non-discriminatory immigration. If they criticize the state's immigration policy, it is not for the fact that its entry restrictions are the wrong restrictions, i.e. that they do not serve to protect the property rights of domestic citizens, but for the fact that it imposes any restrictions on immigration at all.
I would agree. That would be the libertarian position, would be that you should abolish the immigration bureaucracy entirely. There should be no restrictions whatsoever beyond the restrictions of private property owners. So if a private property owner doesn't want to let somebody on their land, that should be their choice. But if I, as a private property owner, want to allow somebody on my land, then I should be allowed to do that.
But on what grounds should there be a right to unrestricted, free immigration?
On the grounds of freedom. On the grounds of that's how things are without the idea of the state around to stop it.
Well, no, that's the new thing, though, is like government is bad and the use of violence is bad, except when government wants to enforce imaginary lines that protect my American white Western culture.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, you know,
Because apparently you can't have your own culture with other cultures around. I just have never understood this borders, culture, values thing.
Well, the white race and the white nation is so strong and so awesome and so great that it can't possibly compete.
Stand on its own.
Yeah, stand on its own or compete with any of the other races.
They need the state.
Yeah,
they need
to protect them.
It's ridiculous. Great point.
A state is borders. You can't have a country without borders. I think you have to give up the idea
you
of countries.
You have to be a statist to support borders.
That's right. By definition. Yeah.
Going on, no one has a right to move to a place already occupied by someone else unless he's been invited by the present occupant.
Okay.
And if all
I'm
places
inviting you.
Are already occupied, all migration is migration by invitation only.
Well, we know for a fact that all the places are not occupied in the United States. I mean, all you have to do is look west of the Mississippi, and what is it, the majority of the land or something like that is owned by the federal government. It's basically completely undeveloped and unoccupied land. So there's
I think the government is us, so we own that land.
And here I am saying, come on in. Come on over.
I'd rather immigrants make productive use out of the land than just have it be controlled by the Bureau of Land Management.
Absolutely.
Every metric that's ever been used to measure this, even the people who don't like immigrants, end up having to agree that immigration stimulates the economy.
Sure.
Like, America was built on the back of immigration, and every group of immigrants that did that building, from the generation of Irish immigrants that I was brought here, my family was brought here with, that brought Carnegie, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, and he was what? He came here as like the son. He was the son of a man who like had ragged clothes, was a pauper and homeless. You know, Carnegie came from nothing, like many of these immigrants do. I have tons of friends who have come here, you know, in the Muslim, as being, you know, in the Muslim community. I know a lot of people that are refugees. They came here fleeing the war in Iraq in the 90s. They came here fleeing Somalia in the 90s. These guys are like college professors now, own businesses, own bakeries. I know a guy, he's a Syrian refugee from the Syrian civil war that happened in the 80s. He now runs a bakery in a little bitty storefront in Orlando that's open 4 hours, not during the day. You know, from like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., they're open, and they supply flatbread for sandwiches and pita shops and stuff from North Florida all the way to Miami. And that's what they bring here. They stimulate the economy. They stimulate jobs.
Immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurial. They're more likely to start their own businesses, given the freedom to do so.
And that's
the government's not standing in the way.
They don't have that freedom at home most of the time.
Right.
Because now they're here, and that's why they came here. They're like, I want to be able to open a business. I want to be able to be wealthy. I want to be able to live in a house where, like, we're not having to kill the chickens in the backyard, and I have to send my kids to the trash heap in the middle of town to search for food. I don't want to live like that. I want to be successful in America is where they throw
they
away.
They heard that you can be successful in America.
Well, we throw away more food than they have in their village in a month.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, so and
there is still
want.
A lot of opportunity here, but it's not as good as I think a lot of people think that it is. Because I remember we've heard, we've had callers call this show from listening in Africa, and they still have, you know, this sort of mythological belief that America is this free place, and it's not. And then you find out after you finally get here that there's all kinds of regulations and rules and bureaucrats and, you know, laws. And
you should have saw the look on my father-in-law's face when I explained property taxes and how they work to him. He's like,
what?
You mean, so you buy the house and you pay for it. And then if you don't give the government money every year, they take your house and they sell it? And I was like, yeah.
Yep. Goes,
but I thought America was free.
Nope.
And that was his exact words. He's like, but I thought they were free in America. And I was like,
sorry.
No, not like that. He's like, you know what? I don't think I want to buy a house in America anymore.
Yep. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got more from Hoppe.
Definitely.
In moments. We'll share that with you coming up in hour number three. Plus, we get a chance, Edward Snowden. He's got an app now, and maybe if you care about your security, you need to know about it. More on the way here in moments. This is the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. We're here live. Join us, 855-450-FREE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.